Hello and welcome back to Locked On Pirates, your daily Pirates podcast of choice. My name is Jason Rolison, and in addition to this podcast, you can find me on the pages of PiratesBreakdown.com, where my team strives to provide quality Pirates insight and analysis aimed to push the conversation forward. You can also find me on Twitter at PBC Breakdown. And I wanted to talk to you guys today because we're 2 weeks into spring training and we're starting to see some performances put down on film. And by that I mean you see Tyler Glass now being a little up and down. You see Colin Moran showing a nice swing. You see Austin Meadows having a nice swing as well. So what we often talk about in spring training is the results don't matter. But then what does? Because obviously something has to matter for these nebulous roster spots, these last bullpen spots, last bench spots the guys are fighting for. And we're here today to help you parse out what actually matters. So what we're going to do today is go over the 4, 5, 6, or 7 players whose performances actually do matter during spring training. So let's get right to it. And we mentioned him at the top, Tyler Glass now. Now listen, the results for him, this is where it gets a little tricky. Like I had mentioned, it's so hard to figure out what actually matters in spring training. But for Tyler Glass now, the results do matter. Now he's been a little up and down in his two outings this year, although his last one was pretty encouraging. In 3 innings, he did give up 4 hits and 2 earned runs, including a home run, back on March 2nd. But he struck out 6 and walked 0. In fact, he has not walked a batter this spring training at all. Let's not put too much stock into that, but it is good to see that Glass now can find the strike zone a little bit. Now, at the end of the day, that might not matter so much if he's as hittable as he's shown to be. But look, you have to take this positivity from Glass now at this point. When Daniel Hudson got traded to the Rays in part of the Corey Dickerson trade, we can really earmark Glass now as being part of the bullpen. So if he can show a little strikeout ability, you know, to go along with some control, you know, geez, I think that sounds like a pretty good bullpen arm to me. What do you guys think? Of course, his ultimate future, I believe the organization still wants him to start. But with the way the team is constructed this year, the roster, the way it's constructed, I think if he can continue to put positivity behind him during these spring training outings and really just attack the zone like people know he can, I think he'll get a lot of faith as a reliever for sure. Also, we saw Rob Beardtemple of The Athletic report from his observations that Ray Searage found what could be a potential breakthrough with Glass now, in my opinion, and that is his pace. Searage had timed Glass now working through some bullpen sessions and found that the longer he takes between pitches, the less effective he is. So it's little things like that. Sometimes it really does come down to that. I wrote a piece on PiratesBreakdown.com a few months ago, maybe 2 months ago now, from talking to Rob Freeman, who you need to follow on Twitter. His name is at Pitching Ninja on Twitter. Very essential Twitter follower. Constantly posting interesting GIFs of pitching. And for a pitching junkie like me, it's an absolute must follow. Anyway, and what I always saw from Rob were pitchers, especially Marcus Stroman of the Jays, messing with timing. Maybe they'll hold their leg and their leg kick and their motion to the plate. You know, maybe they'll wiggle a little bit when they bring the ball to the top of their motion. That kind of thing. And doing that, you know, mixing up the timing a little bit there, here and there, can really throw a hitter off. But it can also work for a pitcher as well. Pitchers are the ultimate creatures of habit in baseball. How often do we talk about a pitcher's normal routine between starts, you know, his bullpens, etc.? So for Glass now to lock down a routine, lock down a good pace that he's comfortable with, in which he sees the results, I think could mean more than anything this spring training for him. I really do. And I think Ray is starting to see that. And a lot of times when we talk about Ray Searage and how he works, when he gets an acquisition such as a J-Hap in 2015, he'll be a little hands-off, kind of see what the pitcher has to work with, what the pitcher's comfortable with, the arsenal the pitcher has, that kind of thing, before he really gets in and tinkers and makes some changes. Now, Glass now has been in the organization for years at this point, so one would hope that Searage has already been tinkering to this point, but you know, maybe Searage just now seeing that the pace for Glass now means more to him than most pitchers is a sign of him really starting to dig in and really get what he can out of Tyler Glass now. I think that's really encouraging. Speaking of encouraging, right now I would like to encourage those who are listening who perhaps own a local business to Pittsburgh or are a decision maker at a business of any size, really, I want to encourage you to think about advertising on Locked On Pirates. We are a daily Pirates podcast, when the season starts, of course, meaning you will get a lot of ROI for your investment. you'll get into a lot of ears, and we'll back that with, of course, frequent mentions on our website, lockdownpirates.com, of course. So it's really just an all-encompassing solution that would really drive traffic to your business. So if you're interested, please tweet me at PBC Breakdown or email me at lockdownpirates@gmail.com. I'll be happy to put you in touch with the people who can make that happen for you. So the next person I want to talk about in terms of whose results actually matter in spring training is the, quote, other half, end quote, of the Seinfeld duo, and that's Kevin Kremer. Now, Kevin Kremer seemingly always has played second fiddle to Kevin Newman throughout his career. When they first came in to the Pirates organization with the West Virginia Black Bears, Kremer kind of scuffled a little bit while Newman found some success. Newman has always been high on prospect evaluators' lists historically, although his star has started to dim a little bit. But last year at Altoona, I saw Kevin Kremer really mash the ball well, and it really came out of nowhere. Here's a guy who many thought could have, you know, 10 to 15 home run potential in the big leagues, but now we're talking 20 home run potential in the big leagues at the second base position too, which would be, you know, pretty outstanding. Anytime you can get that from a second baseman, you will absolutely take it. But here's why it's important that Kremer in particular has shown well, and by that he has gone 4-for-9 spring training with 2 doubles and a home run, 3 RBI. On base of .643, of course, it's just 9 at-bats. But last year, that amazing trajectory when he started out at Altoona curve with, I think, something like 6 home runs over the first 6 weeks of the year. Then he got a wrist injury, and we all know what wrist injuries can do to potential power hitters, especially those who are just now starting to find their power stroke. So for him to come out of the gate swinging, no pun intended, I wonder how many people actually use that pun in terms of baseball. Anyway, so for him to come out of the gates like that kind of shows that maybe his power wasn't sapped by a wrist injury, which is something you always need to be concerned about. So I think if he can do that, the Pirates will have one of those sneaky prospects who doesn't necessarily come up heralded through the system, but ends up being one of your main contributors to your big league club sooner rather than later. Right now, MLB Pipeline has him ranked 11th in the Pirates' top 30 prospects. Ahead of him are Nick Kingham, guys like Will Craig, Cole Tucker, who's absolutely deserved his ascent to ahead of Kevin Newman as well at number 7. Then you have Meadows, Keller at the top, of course. So Kramer's one of those mid-teens prospects who, you know, listen, prospect hype is real. I mean, prospect evaluation is its own cottage industry within baseball at this point. And everyone likes to prognosticate on the Meadows and the Kellers of the world. But it's the guys like Kremer in those teens or low teens or mid-teens who really come in and contribute to your club right away. So this is obviously very, very encouraging to see from Kevin Kremer, and we'll see where he goes from here. Next, I want to talk about Sean Rodriguez. And listen, I've met Sean a few times. When I worked as a beat reporter for the State College Spikes a couple years ago, when his father, Johnny Rodriguez, led that team to a Class A short season title in the New York Penn League. They used to be a Pirates affiliate, believe it or not, but now they are with the Cardinals. I was very impressed with how that family approaches baseball and what it actually means to them. Johnny is a lifer in the game. Sean Rodriguez, I'm very certain, will also be a lifer in the game when his playing days are done. So it was very disheartening to see his season just absolutely be derailed last year by that freakishly bad car accident. And of course, the number one thing is we're all glad he's made a full recovery and his family is not affected by it. But this season, this spring training, I should say, he is swinging the ball well again. 4-for-10 on the year on the spring training. It's spring training for us too, right? Okay, just to be clear about that. With 2 home runs. And what I like about this and why it's important, and maybe not so important for other people, is that he's getting his timing back. I think the number one thing that Sean had problems with last year when he got back was his timing. So it's not necessarily the fact that he's hit 2 home runs. It's just that he's made great contact on the ball. And that comes directly from timing, in my opinion. Next, I want to talk about why spring training matters to Josh Smoker and Jack Leathersich. These are both 2 left-handed relievers. Leathersich had a brief audition with the Pirates last year after being claimed off of waivers. Josh Smoker came over from the Mets this year in exchange for a player to be named later, I believe. And listen, these are both left-handed guys who can strike some batters out. And not both are going to make it. That's for sure. Both of them won't get a chance to start the club with the start of the year with the big league club. But it's not a lock that one will either. So these guys really need to perform, and show something to get their spot on the opening day roster. If we look at the stats so far, Leathersic has really struggled. And that's surprising because he looked every bit capable in the major leagues last year. But he's only pitched 2.2 innings, but he's given up 6 earned runs, walked 4 as well. Whereas Josh Smoker has pitched 3 innings and has not given up a walk. He's given up 1 hit and no earned runs. So, you know, the obligatory it's early in spring training label really applies here. But, like I said, both of these guys are not going to make it. And it's not a lock that one will. So they really are going to have to perform. The last guy I want to talk about today is Austin Meadows. And, yeah, the Pirates' number one prospect as per MLB Pipeline. Always consistently found within the top two. Him and Mitch Keller kind of flip-flop 1 and 2 occasionally, but they're always going to be at the top of the Pirates' prospects list right now. And this guy needs some positivity. He's gone off to a great start in spring training, really shown an ability to swing the bat well. Pulling it up now, he's got he's 6 out of 10 right now with a home run and 7 RBI, a triple and 2 doubles. So kind of spraying the ball over the field as well. And we need this kid, the Pirates need this kid to have a lot of positivity in any way, shape, or form. Obviously, he's had some trouble staying on the field, and that's not going to be really affected by how he plays in spring training. There's really nothing that will affect an injury history. It's just out of his control. But, again, any kind of positivity that he can get going into what is going to be a pivotal year for him is going to be very key. Now, will he be able to knock down the barn door to Neil Huntington with his play in spring training and demand a roster spot at the start of the year? Absolutely not. That is just not going to happen. He has not put together a full season at AAA. He's not to put together a half season at AAA at this point. And with the addition of Corey Dickerson, while having Sean Rodriguez and Adam Frazier in tow, there is absolutely no need for him to start the year at the big league club. Everyone knows that. I believe Austin Meadows in his heart of hearts knows that as well. He can do everything he can to make it a tough decision, that's for sure. And I think if he does that, you know, maybe when there's an injury and the Pirates need a call up, maybe that call goes to Meadows instead of someone like Jordan Luplo or Chris Bostic. I think that's the ultimate goal here. And then you'll have a September call up without a doubt. So Meadows so far swinging the bat pretty well. And again, anything the positive can be taken into the season is a good thing for him. So we're going to cut it here short today on Locked On Pirates because really besides these kind of topics here and there, there's really not much to talk about. I expect that to happen, that is having more things to talk about pretty soon. I think the Pirates are going to make their first cuts here pretty soon within the next week. And we're not that far away from opening day. So again, once opening day starts, we will be ramping this up to a daily podcast. And you can help us out in the meantime by really spreading the word, getting the Pirates fans in your life the chance to listen to us. We'd really appreciate it. If you have the time, we would love to see you subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review. That helps us out the most. And if there's any questions or have any feedback, we would love to hear that too. Again, you can get me, Jason, at PBC Breakdown. The podcast is at Locked On Pirates, and we are at LockedOnPirates@gmail.com. So thanks, and we'll talk to you next week.